this one out because I feel this matches the music that I hear piping in right now. At least in my mind, it matches. This is called Fairy Tale Reality. Pages told as childhood goes, imagination was adrift. Forever tomorrow, like eternal timeline drawn in sand. Dared across attitude, the only challenge to face. Fairy tale reality was truth in the future. Possibilities roamed free as mind, but the clock ticked and secretly stole from flesh. Clock bleeds with each stroke as crush of hand became harder to bear. Chapter piled upon chapter, but wish dream could still be reality as mind still sailed on open sea. Tick tock goes mind. Tick. 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 Tick goes wasted effort. Top goes more to dream. Onward! Onward! But the hand on clock welcomed in new reality. Stronger reality as bled dreams fell from clock. Pages ripped asunder, floating in sea of lost dreams. Slowly dripping. Dripping. The wheel of reality crushed mind. Gears grind. Clock ticks. System in place. The book was a lie. Reality was set in stone and ambition adrift. The clock bleeds until sea of dreams claims souls and ship of hope is fool's way out. Book under arm, book held high. Staring at clock, I see it was created by a thousand minds. Shriveled thoughts imagined into reality. Ticking together, nightmares born to regulate and steal souls to keep mass weathered flesh together. Arms were, pace set in stone, movement still forward. Eyesight stolen, gray is the only normality. Wither in flesh, wither in mind. Clockwork patter, it was all still written. Soul sucked into time construct to strengthen the dreary many. Time pace, time lags behind and march down road conquering high. A shout is heard, all hands to the ship. Control the wheel, set course, set sail, set mind, set depth. Set heels in place. Mutiny your own destiny. Sail on through the clock. Shatter the arms and mirrored parts until shattered gears stand at odds to parts lay in waste and tick-tock will not wince. Chapters still pile high, weighing down as sharpened mind creates new weave. Supposed ship adrift is now at helm and book under arm remains guide to dreams. Sail on now with clock in proper places, northern star and sky above and withered mind no longer toll to pay. Sail on! Sail on!
Yeah. Moose.
Thank you. Thank you all. A special mention tonight. We had some special surprises for you all, but unfortunately, technology limitations cut us off a little bit. We had Mr. James Honzik and Mr. Walt Curtis, two really great poets out on the West Coast, out in Portland, Oregon. They're literally sitting on the side of a mountain right now with great reception, drinking wine, eating food with a few others, and they're ready to call in. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it to work with the broadcast, but they're here in our souls.
Damn Skype.
Darn you, technology that's almost finished, but not really.
Yeah. So that's kind of unfortunate, but you have us. And you have each other.
Indeed.
And we're all together. I want to say hello to Bonnie, Layla, Allegra, Tingsha, Dash, of course, Brazi, Xavier, Serene. How you guys doing? Thanks for coming. Thanks for showing up to this here Buffalo Shindig.
Yeah, we love seeing you all.
You're here. And I also want to say congratulations for the MMAC for doing a great half of a year so far. Good up, guys. I hope it keeps going on like this and only gets better. So here you go. I got a piece for you all. I'm King Otho again. This is the Buffalo Readings you're listening to. And just so you know, the Buffalo Readings are a strange conglomerate of poetry madmen and madwomen from across the globe. We have members in California and the East Coast, West Coast, Middle of America, different countries. And you can always check our stuff out at buffaloreadings.com, where you'll find our poetry and our stories and pictures and etc. But you have us right now, a special audience with two Buffalo, King Otho, myself,
and I'm Noah Levin.
and no 11. So here we go. This is called 11:33 p.m. Boing. And yes, I forget. I'm awake in a time when true things true and mind things mind holds not so true. Sometimes mind things do bleed out into time things true. Microelectronics find the quantum universal mind down there near the quantum stairs of wavy steps of all possibilities instantaneously there. Waves of interference as waves overlap and a scene is seen in three dimensions dream holographic reality. Awake long ago, some curious brain dost lie in nothing, and I that lie, that toll, did forever and ever, and all possible combinations of matter explored and seen through all eyes of what that could possible exist in space of time. Alive, alive, ghost alive, animated time by choice alive. In no time but infinite space we ride, glowing spots in mind's memory of alive. We live to love, to learn, to live, to ride, to go, to live, to fly. And in this true, we mind only two, so true us two, alive and two, one. Mind, light, enlightenment, peace and love to all ghosts.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Moose. Remember, I want to see those mooses out there. Everybody get them up and shout out moose as loud as your computers will enable you to.
Scream it from the bottom of your being, kids. It's important to life.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, Noah's breaking out that harp. The earth it spins, the clouds they spin, the galaxies red, the speed of light and time fixed, and the falling, always the miserable falling, toward ground, toward mess, toward others. 275 pounds of cake buttery fun, bouncing bag of flesh and bones jiggling down the sidewalk, hop and bop, feet catch my drift. And the mob and bob of a million, million souls, human fog, Times Square, looking, looking, clicking pictures of life in time, hooting mind to one another. New York does not exist but in the mind of the passerby.
Yeah!
Oops.
It's called In the Apartment in Manhattan, 11 p.m. Eastern Time Blues.
Yeah.
This is called Broken.
Yeah.
On the train, sitting in my own life as the boy on the other side stood within the car but chanting the verse broken and alone while the motions were said and the sadness was vocalized. Our eyes gazed at the floor diverted by anything but the solo dance discarded by the uncaring who ignored. We didn't know. We didn't want to know. We all followed the trend and did nothing. Transferred to another train, I was preached Jesus as the gospel was passed with a change cup and we ignored as the broken boy rode the other train into oblivion, forgotten. But the gospel it played and we all went on and I do not know who cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moose.
And this is another piece I'm following this up with. I'm getting a little political now because you can only speak your mind at any given time unless you're a liar.
Yeah.
This is called Snake Oil. A ticket to a show we all believe, but the veil has been sewn by our own hands which fumble to remove a creation we deny. The weary eye has been provided a view shaped in colored hues, but the tint is nothing more than the eye candy my dime can buy. We are fed the meal we asked for. We are talked to in tones of apathy. My soul is tortured by the fluff that has manipulated our time, but what's going on? What's going on? Mercy, mercy me, what's going on? I turn on the news to hear the word, but I'm misled by what it has to say. I've been told to lie down, but I can only stand. America! America! Why have you gone to sleep? You great slumbering giant America, why has the lullaby caught your ear? Awaken! Two arms, America, two arms! Do not buy the product that has been sold from every view. Do not buy the truth that we are sold to be our lives. We are the vested commercial audience and we applaud on cue. Everyone has something to sell. From the left to the right to the moderate to the liberal to the conservative. Lies. Lies. All twisted lies. Listen closely and you will hear. dig deeply and you will find. Look for the truth that can be found. To arms, to knowledge, to the fight. America, be all you can be and judge for yourself, but do not listen to me simply because I've told you to do so.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Moose.
Thank you.
I want to hear Moose, everybody. I haven't seen anybody but Dash shout it out. Now, I know you all got keyboards.
I hope you all got keyboards, otherwise you're not going to get far on your computers.
That's all right. We just love having you here. This is Buffalo Readings at the MMAC. You know, we've been kindly invited by Dash to take part in this weekend's festivities. And once again, big ups to you guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Happy half anniversary to the MMAC. Check out all the stuff that Dash has going on. He always has a lot of great stuff. And make sure you check out his band, too. We stumbled on it once, and it was nothing short of amazing.
Fantastic. Man knows how to play. Give you that much. Okay, I have something for you all. Once again, I'm King Otho. I'm the guy with the gigantic red buffalo on his head standing up on stage. And Noah's avatar is directly behind me.
Doing
Noah O.
That's right. Doing a little bodyguard work for the giant head. Don't try and steal the head.
One time, some kids tried to make off with that head, and let me tell you, it was not pretty.
Oh, that head is chained to the body, I tell you.
Uncomfortable, but necessary, unfortunately, in this day and age. Okay, here we go. Once again, King Otho, and this is 12:43 p.m. It has become quite clear. How together we live, wait. Jesus is not greatest, Allah is not greatest, Elohim is not greatest, Buddha us not greatest, Shiva can't stop dancing, Zeus and Thor shoot craps in teen center. The Sphinx sits cold and still, watching the people of this world mutually choke each other out of existence. When will the hands of mind shake and build? When will the complete destruction of the planet fall into the hands of one person, an enormous blast emanating from one box? Goodbye summers, goodbye mountains, goodbye coniferous DVDs, goodbye all the little brothers and sisters, goodbye all the yellowing black and white grand-somethings, goodbye lying politic, goodbye threatening military. Wait! Mentioning our faults here is out of place. This is not a specific condemnation, but a generic plea to all intelligent particles. For goodness sake, we are all goddamn responsible right now or in 20 years, all clinging to this curious land bubble, spinning through infinite meat of nothing, falling through spiral time toward a pop of our own fault. And yet there is, I've seen it, a third option for bubbles in space, not collision, not pop. But slow and holy fade away, hold form forever until all particles have left.
Yeah.
Moose!
Bodyguard
is asleep.
That's right, the bodyguard's asleep, and that's why you shouldn't hire me to do these things. I could have told you that was going to happen from the start.
I know.
And please don't wake the bodyguard. I appreciate that.
Get back there.
There I am, sleeping on the job.
Unaffected.
Good. That's actually a very close representation of what really happens to me in the morning. And you will see, still sleeping.
Yep, unaffected.
Incidentally, we're on a delay, so you probably saw that crowd that about half a minute ago. This is, I'm going to do a couple of short pieces now. I'm going to combine them up, throw them out there. I haven't read these in a little while. Let's start off with staring off from the Brooklyn side of the East River at night.
Yeah.
Sitting by the city's last gleaming, but it's the infinity that truly strikes thee. Darkened equality with the yellow flashing of eternity that I can only call life. Its electric wattage flowing and pulsing in its own time, not tied to you and I, but caused and created by our own hand. Our own dreams, our own nightmares, our own greed to fuel our own being. But the water laps and my mind is in bliss, suddenly surrendered into the serenity of the moment, the time upon eternal, because I'm continually stuck in the present.
Moose. Yeah.
Another piece, I ain't read this in a while. This is called Ooze. The cold night air has left me here to stare, and think goes the trip in my brain. But you don't care, neither should I, when my problems are left amongst a sea of a thousand, all thinking and tripping their ills and their ooze out upon the puddle on the plain. I'm not different. Now go cry a tear for us all.
Yeah. Moose.
My last short piece for this round, this is untitled.
There ain't nothing that's the way it was, but there ain't nothing that ever was the way it is. So it's all good because the world continues to go in circles and its own little dyslexic fits and paths of symmetry. Round and round, but no one knows what it's all about. Does it matter when no one really cares to look? For some reason, I have it stuck in my head that it does.
Yeah. Moose. See you guys having some fun out there. I'm glad that you guys are joining us. Once again, you're hanging with the Buffalo and at the MMAC, spinning some Buffalo wisdom for you all.
Yes.
You know, we've been doing these readings for 5 years, on and off, and in and out, and up and down, and inside of squats, and outside of houses and diners and whatnot. And now in the virtual realms, that is the cloud of mind that we are all in now. So,
Yeah, Buffalo, like, girl. Nice to see that.
Smoke them if you got them, everybody. Got a few, so you want
to go for it. Right.
Okay, this is King Otho. Once again, welcome you to the Buffalo Readings of the MMAC. Everybody, big ups to Dash. Give him props, give him mooses, give him buffaloes. This is called 1-2-3-4 PM Porks. Na 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 na. Twinkles and the slide guitar sounds constantly in my mind. Bing bong bong, bing bong bong, and the vision of life curls before my eyes. And at 3 o'clock a.m. I wonder what time is it really. I want nothing to do with no one, no how, no who. Coffee, 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 and waiting for coffee, and dreaming of coffee, and looking down at an empty cup of iced coffee, more milky water than what it should be, and then more coffee. In the history of mankind, the specifics are filled in by those who hear the tales, and so history is fake, but in the mind of the listener, yesterday is fake, but somehow doggy's eye got that scratch. It's there today, you hear me, world, go fuck yourself. Na 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 na. Twinkles, bonk, bonk. Some kind of bat bounces on a carpeted floor. What was that? Are you okay? Curses, all of them! The universe is a twisted creature, horribly curled about its stomach, chin brushing balls, and single red eye fixed squarely on its own asshole. Spinning around in nothing, over eons in great spaces where the frames of time are delineated completely, end to end, and in the mind in infinity waits forever between frames, between universes, sleeps in dark tunnel, and wakes to see the station, and momentary life is transformed into time and experience, transformed into emotion and memory, another notch in God's and self-imposed prison wall, been there so long he forgot his own name, forgot he is genderless, forgot he doesn't really exist, thus enabling him to exist, to forget to live, to forget to live, to forget to live, to live today. And in mine, sky is pink and long, and in between sky and ground is mine.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Moose.
Mr. Otho, if you could turn the music down a little bit. I was hearing from a few folks that music is coming out a little louder than us. We apologize, folks. So,
how about that? You can let us know. How's that? 1-2-1-2 testing. 1-2. You guys hear us? Let us know. Let us know.
And of course, we'll see your reactions in a minute.
When it's way too late.
That's right. Until that time, thank you all for the applause. In that time, I'm going to start a piece. Last little round. And by the way, thank you all for your donations, for your mooses, for your buffaloes, for your thoughts,
Moose.
For your dreams. This is a piece. This is a long piece, so hold on to your seats, kids. This is called Consumer Nation.
Yeah.
One. Consumption. Gray syndrome whose towers and concrete spires and rectangular bleak formation till and pockmark foundation. Supporting the structure of the great machine beast whose heart of fire turns us all on its great conveyor belt of uniformity. Desire the same, but the machine beast's belly is composed of unquenchable fire.
and the clank of the machines that create the product beat in a uniform pattern, you can lay your ear to the ground to hear the pulse. 9 to 5 and parts mailed in as businesses sell to businesses and sweat and dirt of grime knuckle plows a lane to the cashier as the great conveyor belt that is the beast tongue pulls us in line for what we must have. I once found my happiness in a bag and looked over the masses lined up waiting for the parcels. We all in unison bowed down on our knees to the metal work of dull landscape that lay in symbolic temples of the mass consumption and life cycles that lay in the waste of generations, hinges on the axis of that great pounding heartbeat of the machine beast that you can hear when you lay your ear to the temple of the factory that pounds. To get, to salivate, to want, to buy, oh you must buy. Consume! Yeah. You must consume as your knees dig deep upon the structure that keeps it all afloat, that keeps the beast moving, that underlies our great motivation of desire and all burning consumption. Neon signs blind the eye, and Pavlov says, you want now. Don't look down. Look at what hinges next on the conveyor, and wars will lay waste to those who clamor to provide to our insatiable thirst. Happiness is a stuffed pig waiting for slaughter. 2. Discarded. Unwanted and no longer needed, the beast has disposed of its toys and mounds of forgotten shit that is piled high but out of sight of our direct eye, and we ignore as we feed the shit to our forgotten elements, the understructure of the great walking beast who eats its own feces and leaves rotting rusted testament to our desire that has moved onward. Scraps strewn in eyesores is a necessary evil that will only be retaken by nature itself. As it retakes everything and decay becomes the prize for all things once precious. Entropy is the destiny of everything your eyesight can see, and anyone who says otherwise is a fool, even as he thumbs the ticket that lays open-faced in his hand waiting for the inevitable end. One for one odds and dust is our ultimate destiny because the universe specializes in waste management. And one day we all will be nothing more than debris waiting with open arms to become one again with the thing that birthed us all. Consumed! 3. Aristocracy. Sitting atop the great machine beast controlling the greed in the same way that we are controlled by it, we dull it out and we eat it. Great cities sitting in the center of all roads leading inward and a precious few sit high above broadcasting the commercial drug that says we all want the beast wears to help it move on, to help push history to its zenith, to help saturate ourselves. Sit on top of the throne and from a long way down you can't even see how the product falls off the conveyor. But we are the greed. We are the must-have. We are the thought. We are the message. We are the billboard that brainwashes. And we bound lives in servitude and bleed dreams. But if you buy it, the throne can grow a little higher on the product of useless crap that we all must have. And we will never ask, where did this come from? Because the damning answer might make us look outside the society box and questioning Lisa's destruction of what was, when the knowledge says this doesn't have to be and the thrones we sit upon are transparent. The only real judge of a man is the substance he is composed of, because greed is shallow and the throne is only as paper thin as the substance it's filled upon. Wouldn't you hate to not want ever again? 4. Propaganda. Salivation rules my dreams and nighttime nightmares alike. It says, stay satiated. It's how it must be. It's how it always was. It's how it always should be. It's for the best. This is all for the best. Don't question and don't ask. We should never betray the almighty beast, because despite your possible personal misery, this is the moment history has led to. The divine utopian moment, and you should admire the billboard signs as you're riding a conveyor belt tongue waiting to be devoured. Pick and choose what you want. Ride the glue that holds the beast together as we all sit happy and fat in our own swill. And we will chant, everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Be proud to be part of the machine beast. Plug your head in as you ride the conveyor and listen to the dull hum that sends spittle down your cheeks saying, we're the greatest, and while you're feeling happy and satisfied today, why don't you go out and buy one of our fine products, and would you kindly please turn your head as we sell the fine wares of the special interests who happen to tell you how the world works. If you're not questioning it, your opinion no longer matters as long as you're as happy as the last fool to be consumed. Help the structure. Help the beast keep walking and eating and shitting, and you'll be a happy and productive little fool. The beast is in collusion with itself. 5. Epitaph. The ending is here and has been since the start because the great machine beast, our walking construction of greed with conveyor belt arms and a conveyor belt tongue with eyes and mouth of flames and all-consuming belly has been gorging and growing fat on itself. As plumes of toxic debris smoke billows skyward out of the top of the beast factory smokestack laden head. We are the feast and we will happily consume ourselves to have more. And the ending. I see the ending. Monumental collapse and sorrow replaced with self-loathing and pity. Tools to build a new grand beast. When history comes with its inevitable spear, I doubt our future because this is what we want. To be docile and sit as fat stuffed pigs building dreams of orgasmic size. Wallow in your fucking filth. Ask questions inward and ask yourself what it is that composes your soul. What do you want out of happiness and what do you expect to use to feed and fan those flames of nourishment higher? All roads lead inward, which is why karma is still harvested by anything you feel like sowing. A different viewpoint is sometimes all that's needed to wash away the mind fuck of deceit that lies its way into the fabrics of reality. Destroy the foundation and down with the beast! What's the point of anything if we can't strive to be better?
Yeah! Moose!
Thank you.
You went offline while you were reading.
Did I?
You did.
Ah.
You must have disappeared.
Well then. My voice or my avatar?
Your avatar. No,
oh, well, screw him. He's a little, well...
He's lazy anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's been sleeping on the job. He don't stick up for himself.
Moose, everybody, and welcome. Once again, we are the Buffalo Poets reading to you live in Second Life via the internet being that is Molgotha, Golgotha, Molgotha, Allegra, Molgotha. I am King Otho. And with me here is Noah Levin.
Buffalo all.
Moose, everybody, in case you don't know, that's how you do it. You say moose.
That's right.
All right, I got a piece for you right now. This is called Thank You, John.
Yeah.
Visions of destiny, deja vu. Visions of death, deja vu. Impure thought machine, deja vu. And strength of spirit, oneness with Jesus, shadow face, deja vu. John remembers. He heard it on the radio the last time the wave broke. Deja vu. The war has come, the fury of men ignites, insanity chaotic ensues, deja. The big stick stirs the shit, and softly spoken men laugh and profit, deja vu. Bones blown, bodily harm, brown people held down, Republicans freed the slaves, Americans pile naked Iraq while we steal their oil behind their back, deja vu. Thought machines, however impure, are each capable of knowing truth, heaven, deja vu. And thoughts in time do come, deja vu. And Fogarty knows some things, about how and what worlds can change. From peace and love to death in vain, deja vu. From smoking pot to suit-stained cocaine and how vicious slaves to money became, deja vu. But no heaven exists but in this mind empty space. And empty mind space are all alike, deja vu. Maybe heaven isn't a place you can go, but a place you can make. When mind finds it within, it just might leak out. Deja vu. The way of heaven is profit without destruction. Deja vu. The Tao of heaven, and in this world, mind is true. Deja vu. Moose, everybody.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Moose. Once again, thanks for being here, everybody. This is, always a pleasure to be performing in Second Life, and especially at the MMAC. Go buy something from Dash. Support the man.
Indeed. It gives a little grin every time you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crazy script that does that, I swear by it, really. No, he doesn't. this is a piece. This is untitled. But nonetheless, this is dedicated to my television set.
Yeah.
One day I plugged my brain into that unexpected socket I found, and the transmittal worked just fine as I opened my eyes to the everything that was lost to nobody but sacred to all. Drudgery and life's woes was replaced by glorious strands of spittle and hummed electric feedback took the place of mind's rightful purr. I wondered and stared at glorious, beautiful images flickering in front of me. I worshipped false idols. The directive hummed on and mapped my life out before my outstretched hands. The impossible dream was within reach. My concerns were spelled out, drawing me in closer. Closer. I could not deny. The direction was hardwired into the interface as my spelled out, mapped out fear helped a coin appear in someone else's pocket. Magic carpet ride replaced my welcome mat, which is nice when the rain is stuck to the bottom of my boots. I'm docile, you fucks. Is that how you like me? When my chant can be your chant and the script was written in visual images even a half-idle twit could grasp. My spittle is testimony to the tribe that I've joined, and your coat of arms will smudge my hand should I ever regain the will to use the damn thing. But I'm happy to say I'm free of that fate now, because I cut that false wire years ago, and the singular eye no longer shows me what to say. The glare has left its curse, and I'm tired of the mindless zombies that have piled their bodies like a roadblock temple reaching for the sky, with fools waiting online to offer themselves in sacrifice to join the mindless ones. Goodbye, so long, and thanks for nothing. Your useless body is only good now for a signpost to those that want to know how to walk the road unplugged.
Moose. Hey, give us a moose out there, people. Come on.
Oh, they were doing it, man. I swear.
Or at least the slow dance or something. grab yourself one of them dance balls and do some twisty moves.
Oh, it's true. I was doing a dance before while reading the poem.
Gotta do it that way. That's the way it's gotta be done. And in the spirit of that, this is Flat Hose Dulos, a prayer. Watch yourself, spirit. Watch yourself dance. In time you'll know, do I destroy you, my mind, your cartoons did nothing for me. I still did drugs, I still smoke pot. I am alive, alive, alive. Ginsburg is smiles, alive, alive. For you it's true, for you it's now. I am alive, alive, alive. Mantra this, alive, alive, is true, is now. Alive, alive, is smiles, alive, alive, alive. Love so dearly and so deeply true is now. Alive, alive. Moose.
Buffalo. Yeah. This is, I'm gonna change tunes a little here. This is, a different pacing. This is called A True Story of My Youth.
Yeah.
Many years ago, down at the crossroads on the dusty road, the devil had come to collect his due. Son, he said, we've danced the dance of the damned many a year, and I've always been with you through the good and the bad. Now you've turned your back on the others, and the time has come. Oh, the time has come. Well, the sun settled back into the night as the twilight shrouded the road before me, and my shadow fell long and wide into the great unknown. I squinted hard at the imposing figure in front of me as that demonic friend, that great evil fiend that had allowed me to lean upon his shoulder for so long, pulled out a piece of parchment and told me it was time for me to sign. I looked hard, I did. No, I won't lie. I looked hard. The terms were those I had written in my own hand, and I looked back at the barren wasteland I had left as a prideful blight behind, and we both knew I couldn't go back. I looked ahead, and the road looked worse because it didn't lie. Oh no, it didn't lie. So I looked inside, and I knew what I had to do. I looked the devil in the eye, and I said, devil, I don't need you. Well, my evil friend looked at me with the look of one who's seen the fool of fools and laughed his laugh until it rang off the land for 1,000 miles, and he said, boy, you're a fool. No one says no now. I'm all you have, and the road ahead can't be walked alone. You need me, or the road will be your death. Now, I knew what he said was the truth, but I searched inside, and I summed up my strength. Oh, I summed up my strength, and I said, devil! You can take your contract, and you can take your pitchfork, and you can shove them both up your demonic ass, because I'd rather die alone than keep going with the likes of you. And so I wrested my tattered soul from the clutches of the devil, and with the tip of my hat and my suitcase in my hand, I departed down that treacherous road, because if I don't have God and I've told off the devil, then I'll do it alone with no regrets. No regrets!
Moose!
Yeah, yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah, Buffalo Serene saw that right on.
The way the jaw and the beard and the mouth of the buffalo head are out of sync are mildly hypnotic.
Is that what you were drooling over? I saw the I saw that
glazed over look in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean usually it's shiny objects, but Or at least for
can't
me.
Help yeah. Can't help it. Yeah, everybody, thanks again for being here. We are the Buffalo Poets coming to you live from the MMAC on the internet stream. You can check us out anytime at buffaloreadings.com. We have this and many other audio files on this radio stream going pretty much 24/7.
Yep.
And also, if any of you are near or in or around the New York City area tomorrow, and once a month, we do a monthly reading at the Bowery Poetry Club, which is down on Bowery, right across from the old
CBGBs.
CBGBs.
Which is no longer there, sadly.
Sadly, yes. So, yeah, we do an open mic on the second Monday of every month.
Yeah, second Monday of every month. Tomorrow's reading is going to be a half starting and ending a half hour early from 5:30 to 7.
Right.
Come on down. We'll be there. A couple other Buffalo Poets will be there. And, oh, yeah, the jazz band Flip is going to be there backing us up.
Oh, my.
And it's an open mic as well. So free of charge to everybody. Come on down. And the Flip Cats are really talented, great jazz cats. You can also see weekly over in Tompkins Square Park, where they play Sundays and I think possibly Fridays as well.
So New York Second Lifers out there, come on to the Bowery Poetry Club, 5:30 tomorrow, normally 6:30, the second Monday of the month, and you get to listen to us read as well as read yourself, backed by Flip. The madness continues. Okay, so I'm King Otho, for those who don't know, now you know.
And I'm still No 11.
And this is the Buffalo Readings live at the MMAC. I have a piece for you now. This is called Four Crunk Sad. Alone in darkness, form from thought and shapes come alive with jump and jive, and we wonder why we live and die and never look at our soul surprise. Within our skin lie bone and gin to war and cringe of fate and sin, and to this we cry, oh why, should I reply? The world would lie. I know it too, we've talked and turned around deaf and dumb and had it in all and killed the misbelievers with shouts of day down pale blue concrete wind tunnels and towering graves. We rode those stairs and played the hands and bled and sung and made demands. We spooked the girls and fought ourselves and walked out of walls when we should not do and fired our eyes into random crowds and led them on that we had the key, that we knew the words that we fooled the sea. While we smelled the smoke and gulped the breeze that brought out bangs and choked the pangs and spilled the spake and drooled the noise and popped the cork and baked the potatoes and barked at cats and prayed at cops and fooled ourselves and knew we had it when we defaced the walls on Third Street's attic. We were tossed out of there and tossed ourselves out and make the messes and scram the shouts and hoof the waters then bridge above and kept it real while making it up. We knew it was us, the world could mean, it was okay to tear at the seams. And we were true, and we were now, while they ran the spiral, we ran diagonally, kicked the walls, played the drums, spoke to ninjas, thumbed the crumbs that remained of our shattered now, when no fear capped hope but that of our own irrelevance, and bleed of paranoia from deep of brain, we joked, you know, shining gold we always had. And moons do tell of howling mad, when ladies would gasp and grasp their man, while Dirschbag grab their exit cab. And the saints remember our howls that night for Giorno system at twite, twite, twite. Are you looking for the man upstairs? Who? We are where? They go. Were they there? Where? Are we? Where? Moose.
Buffalo.
That's the first time that's been read in a long time. And once again, this is Buffalo Poets, MAC.
Love seeing y'all.
Moose and Buffalo, everybody.
All right. Amongst all these serious pieces I've been reading, I decided to make it, just for a change of pace, more serious. This is called Rant. I'm tired of the poets who are pacing their image on an 8x12 glossy as they flick and flash their business card instead of a handshake and proper greeting. As promised words of thought and inspiration, but all I've heard is everything that drives me to write in anger. Slam hurts my head, and I'm tired of those who've turned the spoken word of intelligence into an art of looking for approval. You wanna rate me? You wanna judge me? Flash a 10 in my face and let me stand in the middle of my praise? Flash me a smile, but I say, fuck that, because that's not me.
I'm not in it for the spotlight. I'm not in it for the applause. I am not a revolutionary. I'm a man speaking my mind amongst a million, hoping that the scattered bring something home and I learn from you. If that makes me different, then I'll weep for you. Don't you know that the hippie generation failed? I hope you enjoyed the coke and the lewds in your blowout bash, because I'd like to thank you for the world we've inherited. But my generation is to blame as well. I've been told we're called Generation X, but I'd call us Generation S. And S is for the sheep I see as we melt our brains on the 5.1 Dolby sounds that create the entertainment centers that I would call our minds. Fuck you. I'll stand on my soapbox until my feet get out before me if that's what I have to do to get your attention. I'll preach to an empty room if I must. Perhaps the mice hiding in the cracks in the dark understand better than we do. I am not a revolutionary. I am not a revolutionary. I am not a revolutionary. I will proclaim myself as nothing. I am me, and I'd wish you'd be you. Now hear my cry. Wake up!
Yeah. Moose.
Hey, thank you. Broadcasting here from New York City live, a Manhattan apartment, which means it's smaller than we are.
Oh, yeah. Squeezed in, we are. Squeezed in, folks. Well, I think we're probably going to be on for another 12 minutes or so, up to 9 p.m. Second Life time. Once again, thanks everybody for coming. Hopefully we'll be seeing you back here at the MMAC, or maybe in real life at a real Buffalo Reading, or maybe just drop by BuffaloReadings.com sometime and drop us a line. I'm King Otho. This is Buffalo Readings at the MMAC, and this is 11:50 p.m. Fuck TV. By me. Imagine everybody watching everybody. That's what's gonna happen, and there's no guilt and no shame in meeting and pleasure in who's who in space around the globe. Individual transmitting individual existence. All receivers, virtual viewers tuning in. One to many, many to many, one to one, one. 3D2, it might as well be there. Excuse me. We alive, becoming truly multidimensional, meta-dimensional, and still alive. Mind on Earth. Earth mind. Mind of Earth. Kitty cats are real because they can be. Kitty cats are real because they are cute, cuddly death machines. Kitty cats are a certain very large number of points which themselves may not exist that are in fact involved in a multi-scale twirling dance whose discrete noticeable steps are the vibrating space string whose sound in 27 channels create the rich palette of quarks that twirl with quarks, who's called a proton, neutron, electron, etc., and who twirl with each other, who is called the elements, the atoms, who twirl with atoms, who's called a molecule, a compound, a chain, who twirls with the chain, who's called DNA, protein, who twirls with protein to make cells, who network and congregate and reproduce and follow instructions and socialize and twirl about the floor at last as a whole kitty cat, floating on magma earth, spinning atop itself, around with the moon, around the sun, twirling solar system, billions of dead rocks itself, twirling about other solar systems, who's called a galaxy, twirling about other galaxies to make our universe. Ding! The Twirling Time Universe. Moose.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Good on, man.
I'll applause myself there.
Good work. It echoes beautifully on these walls amongst that we sit upon.
Yeah.
This is a two pieces that kind of go together as a continuation. And then I'm going to conclude it with a poem that's unrelated, but I think explains more where I am right now. So first, two pieces, kind of continuing one into the other. This first one, this is called 6 Month Death March. And by the way, thank you, Serene.
Thanks.
As I just looked up for that. 6 Month Death March. Does sorrow loathe and self-pity? Does nightmares bear fruit in reality? A soul cries in sonic scream, cooped up to heal while paced patter drives a drumbeat in madness and hate. Oh, the hate. Willed up kindness twisted into torture. Racked body and coughing fits of reality that strips the eyes of sanity. I can see for miles, though. Simple knee-jerk reaction to fight I know like old friend I should talk to. Hell can walk the earth as I spit in its face. Answers are for suckers because they don't belong here. Shovel dig to the center to see what's underneath, but beware the inevitable cave-in. The cough choke dirt in lung. They can't breathe, gasp at the last. They're falling under the crush. The crush. The crush of it all through suffocation. Through torment. Through helpless reality to watch the world through uncaring eyes. Blinded. Blinded. Self-sorrow is a rock to bear. Charge it and push it and hate it. The hate. The hate. I was a warrior once, I think, but look out from this early grave tells me what's coming over the hill to bury alive. I flinch now when I see the light.
Yeah.
And, following that up, because these poems belong together, this is the second piece from that. This is called Hate. When hatred breeds temperament and stress becomes a melody song on the lips of time and daydream-like reality of twisted everything, delusional self-sacrifice leaves a totem and lip service and muscles bound in agony are constant reminder that the calendar is moving forward while shit piles in debris. And sing me a melody nice and sweet. Hum me that bullshit song to throw back my mind to when comes to grip was an actual possibility. Boat sinking, curse word, fueled anger is no way to be in disposition cause wind gusts aren't the course when tempest flies in rage. Today it's not alright and fed up over shoulder glancing while the monster dances in delight. What to do? What to do? Answers aren't forthcoming in drowned out hearing, water filled lungs. Enough's enough. Tired is no way to trudge in blind. Fuck life and let's blow this mother up so I can get some sleep.
Yeah.
And this last piece, although actually written probably a year between those two, but I think this better sums up my thoughts at the moment. This is called Dedicated to Those That Don't Know. I've been there. Seeing through the eyes that cried, but the tears they dried, as I touched my cheek, I realized I was standing right where I should be, and my blurry, pain-soaked vision led me better than the map I created. The fire. The fire. It pains, it hurts, it purges, it clears the path I traverse. I cannot deny, I've learned it by the fire. But there is hope. It hurts, but there is hope. There is always hope. Even when you want to deny. Hope.
Yeah, Moose!
Thank you.
Thanks, Dash, for that moose. That was fabulous.
Oh, right on, man. Buffalo to you. Buffalo to everybody I see in the room right now. Serene, Allegra, Lila, Magnus,
yeah.
Anybody else, if I can't see you in the corner of the room at this moment.
Moose.
Buffalo to you, too. You're not forgotten.
Absolutely.
You're all just fucking great. Dash, of course, see you beyond the bar. Serve up a drink for yourself, Cat.
Yeah, you deserve it after this weekend. Also, nice remodeling job you guys did on this room. It looks very nice. Props to the architect, as it were. I'm King Otho. This is the Buffalo Readings live at the MMAC. And this is called No Crystal. Here we go again. This world, this crazy life of belief and truth, of wandering spirits, fake fear and curiosity. I declare myself independent. Independent from people telling me how to live, independent from them telling me what to breathe, independent from your accusatory stare, independent to live and love however I choose. Whoever is the most forgiving is right. It's true, and this America, this highest, the mighty, the untouchable ideas of freedom, you're not free because you're American. Freedom is what you get when you declare your independence.
Yeah,
Moose.
Buffalo.
Moose, everybody. Drink them if you got them.
Alright, this piece. Ma'am, can you turn down the music for a second for this piece?
Sure.
I want to do this musicless, but still with me reading. This is called, don't worry kids, the music will be back. Most definitely, it's just this one piece. Now, most of my stuff, actually I'd say all of my stuff is based on reality, and it is all nonfiction. It's my thoughts, it's my history, it's whatever's going on in my brain and my soul. However, there is one poem that is a complete exception to all of that, since it is mostly fictional. Why? Because I really, 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 really had to write a cowboy poem. This is called Psycho Killer Cowboy Poem, Confront Your Problems Head On.
Yeah.
days of untold account under sunblazed trail of endless road, and I was the only I saw meet my cold. Passing on through is the only thing I know, as boot dirt kicked off road, and it ain't personal or cold-hearted if I don't want to know you. Challenge me and I'll slay you down now with but a glare. And I got a gun in my hand, and I got a gun in my hand, and I got this gun to shoot you down. I'm harsh and cold with 1,500 towns burned and blazing my trail, and tomorrow I might not see. Blurred memories, my keepsake and heartache has been swept off into the wind. And hear me howl.
Yeah.
I challenge the fool who gets in my way, cause I'll cut you down. Oh, I'll cut you down right where you stand. It's been short and it's been long, and many I've seen, but the only one left standing is me. Leave your troubles here, mama boy, cause I'm moving on. Moving on to the great unknown, and in legend you'll hear that I didn't take that shit until it took me. Yeah. Buried dead under where they'll spit on my grave, and women will avert their child's eyes. Grieve my lost soul, but I still won't remember you. And I got a six-shooter in my hand.
Yeah.
Now I got that six-shooter in my hand, I'm gonna burn the word bad into your ass with the fires of hell. Now hear me howl. Oh, hear me howl. I got a six-shooter. And I'm howling, baby. Oh, I'm howling. All Buffalo readings here, man, and I'm hollering, you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah. Moose! Well, it looks like we're almost about out of time, but I got a piece or two I will squeeze in for all the listeners left to listen. This is called, it's very short, 4:42 p.m. Mm-hmm. From the Penmanship Capital of the Universe. That's the title. The future is only chopped up bits of the present. There is nothing but clouds and light. Moose.
Yeah.
Little bit of Buffalo wisdom for you. And I'll end at least my own speaking with this piece here. And before I go, I'd like to say thanks everybody for being here. It's been lots of fun. Come on by buffaloreadings.com. Look us up. We're out there. We're probably near you. You don't even know it. What's that behind the bushes? Buffalo!
That's right. We are degenerates in that sense.
Yeah. Find some empty, an empty trail of night flight cans and might be a buffalo in your area.
Man passed out on the corner in the gutter could be one of us.
Uh-huh. Somebody spray painted the hedges? Buffalo!
We are classy people.
Yeah. Thanks again, Dash. Thanks, MMAC. Happy half a year anniversary. This is called 10:21 a.m. Prayer for Dying. As I lay me down to dream, I hear my voice, I hear it scream, say, tell me, dear mother, please, these things, this world, this bumblebees, are they real and am I free? She said, dear child, I tell you, please, don't you cry, no baby moan, you're only light and never gone. Don't you worry, don't you none, your time is here for everyone. Now, hold it down and spit it out. It's always Christmas, always tears, all the world's hopes and fears, they form in time and crystallize, and exist always for our eyes. Harmonica. In infinite life and death, we are God and one, you bet. And who else but God would take the time to see forever and be again, 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 again. Moose, everybody!
Yeah, Buffalo, it's been great seeing you all. You check us out on our website, buffaloreadings.com. We are a real-life outfit with many, many members.
Wandering around out there.
It's true.
May appear at some poetry reading near you, or a bar near you, or a street corner near you, or some strange crossroads of the internet near you, as today. Thanks everybody for being here. Thank you, Serene, Allegra,
other people who are not here with us anymore. It's been cool. It's been fun. I'm King Otho of Buffalo.
And I'm No 11.
And
somewhere on a mountain, somewhere is James Honzik and Walt Curtis, who we're going to read for you all.
Yeah, and somewhere in a tiny apartment is David Acevedo. And somewhere in a crazy, twisted reality is Anthony Marina. And somewhere out on some stage in some leather jacket is Swift, and Aaron Arnaud.
And let's not forget, of course, Mr. Callahan, who had to work tonight and couldn't make it.
Chopping some vegetables for some delicious overpriced meal that he is preparing at the moment. And somewhere out there at some restless car stop working on cars is Mike the Saint in the middle of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, nowhere. And Michael Molotov
And so on. And Rafael Bueno down in
Puerto Rico.
We can't say where we just did.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know for sure. Yeah, we'll leave that in our minds. Yes, Moose and Buffalo, everyone. Thanks again.
Thank you all. Good night.